Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third and final hour of this live December 22nd, 2006 edition. This year has exploded past us. Trillions have been stolen from the Pentagon. The borders are wide open. The North American Union is now in effect. The big private banks are openly waging war against their housing prices to drive the middle class out of one of their final refuges. But don't worry, the middle class will worship and thank the banks and the Fed chairman and the president and Hillary as they rape us. So that's always what makes me the maddest. Doesn't that make you mad, Dr. Corsi, to study this, to know who the players are, to know what's behind all this, and then to know that they'll just trick everybody again and will blame it on some other group or some other organization, and just the same globalists will keep raping us financially and just get away with it yet again? Is there any way to fight them or expose them? I mean, sure, people are starting to wake up, but are they waking up fast enough to at least know who their enemy is?
People are getting increasingly mad, Alex. I'm sensing that they've about had it. They don't want to take any more of this. It's like the old film Network. You know, Mad as Hell won't take it anymore. You remember that film? Open up your windows and shout out, you're mad as hell and won't take it anymore.
Go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and tell them.
Yeah. That was a great film. So people are back there again. I think the soft underbelly of the Bush administration is China. And I think China is going to be something that will keep Hillary Clinton from being elected. I don't think Hillary Clinton's got a chance of being president.
Now, there's one thing that
I'll write a book on her if she's going to go at it seriously. I'll go after it, too.
No, she's a horrible criminal and a warmonger. But how are they going to respond to this? Are they just going to let this happen? Couldn't they launch a war with Iran or stage some event or provocateur some group or let terrorists in, you know, any of those four options? Because they like to have some big event coinciding with a recession or depression to kind of at least psychologically focus the angry beehive outwards.
Well, China has already formed an alliance with Russia and Iran. They formed this Shanghai Cooperation League. The last meeting they held, I believe it was in May, they invited Iran to attend it. They told Iran will be a member of it. Now, that's an anti-American league if there ever was one. China and Russia held military exercises together at the end of 2005. It was unprecedented. Russia.
Why do we have four groups of carriers there right now, then?
Well, that's a good question, too. I mean, I think the events in Iran are heading toward a war. That's why my most recent book was Showdown with Nuclear Iran, my second book on Iran, with Michael Evans. And I've been saying repeatedly that we're pursuing the wrong policy in Iran. We should be supporting everything we can do to support the dissidents around the world, the Iranian dissidents who want to come in and take control of their own country. Instead, we're saying, no, we've got to ramp up the military in Iraq. That's the wrong thing to do. We don't have a plan there to get out of Iraq.
In fact, Ahmed Dinejad is very unpopular.
Well, that's right. He could easily be destabilized. But the State Department does not have regime change in Iran.
They don't want that. They want a big war. They want a big crisis.
And they do not. They won't release the money in the State Department that's been allocated by the Iran Support Freedom Act to go to these expatriate groups around the world. If that money were released and it got into the hands of the expatriate Iranians or the expatriate Iraqis, both countries could move in a positive direction. And it wouldn't take much. The students were protesting again in Tehran last week. But Bush does not get on the television.
Well, we're out of time. Let me just ask you, do you think they're going to attack Iran? Do you think the military will?
Yeah, Israel is getting ready to attack Iran. That's the worst possible thing that could happen, but they're going to do it. They'll do it. I think you're going to hear when Olmert said last week that Israel's a nuclear power, that was not a slip. He intended to say that. I'm firmly convinced that was a signal to Iran and the world that Israel's about had it.
Well, let's just say this. We're going to find out real soon, and we live in interesting times. And give out the website to Dr. Corsi.
Well, I don't really maintain any websites. You can see my work on Human Events Online and WorldNet Daily. And my two most recent books are Showdown with Nuclear Iran and Minutemen, the Battle to Secure America's Borders.
Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive. I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around.
fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And no, somebody emailed me. That's a song about reincarnation. I actually read a news article years ago where Johnny Cash was asked about that. No, it's about the renegade, the explorer, the trailblazer spirit. That spirit will live on again. Clearly, I love that song. We're here trailblazing on the front lines of the info war. We're here going where no one has gone before in the fight against the globalists. We are. We are having victory after victory, and we are not going to stop. Kevin Smith's going to be in studio in a few minutes with some huge 9/11 developments on multi-levels. But right now, let's go to the calls. You've been holding patiently. Mike in Ohio, then Kevin, Bill, Andrew, Michael, and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
Thank you, sir. That's a crime to say Christmas. You need to learn to take your Christmas trees down. You're very evil.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm an Iraq war veteran, and I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm a career truck driver now, and I try to inform people about the stuff on my CB going across America, and I also hand out your videos. Loose change I hand out, and I'm going to start handing out Terror Storm. But I called, too, to see if you knew about NASCO, which is the North American Super Corridor Coalition.
Yes, and that's, see, when Delta Force comes to do training drills to take over your city, they tell you, your city's special, you've been chosen, it's only happening here. Or they have some federal program for forced psychological testing, they say, oh, you've been chosen, it's only here. It's the Trans-Texas Corridor, the Trans-Highway Integrated Systems of Florida, I forget the exact name. Every state has similar or the same names, and they always tell them, oh, you're just the first, it's local. And, yes, that organization you mentioned, I have the organization's seal. I have documents. There's thousands of pages. Of course, he just got 1,000 of secret. I've spent several hours, multiple times, trying to read it all. We're just wallowing in evidence. And our entire infrastructure is being handed over to neocon controlled companies and foreign companies. And I go on national supposed conservative shows, and they sit there and say it's good. I mean, give me your comment on it.
Well, I was just looking at it on a website this morning, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, they have blueprints already drawn up. If people want a proof of a North American Union, all they got to do is see this website.
And again, you've been in the military. You understand what do you secure first? You secure the roads, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be able to do the NAFTA. You know, it's part of NAFTA.
Listen, our country, more than any other, is built on transportation and sprawl and cities. It's how we're designed. They're seizing the roads for regulation, taxation, and surveillance. And I've seen that site. I've printed that stuff off. It's not here in front of me. So for everybody else out there and myself, give us the website so everybody can go look at it themselves.
I just looked at it this morning. I'm still learning it myself, but all you got to do is type in Caesar Highway into Google, and you'll come up with NASCO, or either that or just type NASCO into Google, and you'll come up with several websites talking about it.
And its symbol is the American, Canadian, and Mexican flag, like in a weird kind of German Iron Cross symbol.
Yeah, I did see that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a cross. Yeah, no, I've read some of the documents, and that's the problem, is that I am probably one of the leading experts. Corsi now has probably surpassed me because he just woke up to this 2 years ago. I've been talking about it since I got involved, and there's a lot of other patriots that know more than I do because I try to study every discipline, every area, and I literally. Well, Kevin, you've been up here at night when I've been spending 2-3 hours just on the NAFTA stuff, and you try to study it. How are we all? It's so bad we can't even explain how bad it is, Kevin.
Well, and we can't keep up with it either. I mean, every time we get to the end of the line, then whoa, there's something else. Look at SPP now, and there's a link, and now they on SPP they said what is it, myth, and They have a whole section on dispelling the myth.
Exactly. You go to the SPP.gov website, they admit everything in there, knowing people won't read, literally, there's got to be 2,000 pages on there and links. But then they've got a little section that says dispelling myths that denies everything. It's like the CFR will say on CNN, oh, well, there's no plan for North American Union. Then you watch the very same CFR member on C-SPAN admitting it. Because they know there's different. It's like Cheney saying, I wouldn't tell my constituents what I'm involved in, you know, that I'm in the CFR. Ha, ha, ha.
It reminds me of those horrible creatures up at the School of Public Affairs at UT, where they can debate with you and lose every single argument on point, never break, never lose the smile, the crocodile smile, and at the end claim victory.
And a general dumbed-down public just knows they believe the guy in the suit that sounds the best. I mean, you've gone down, what, that summit they had 3 years ago, 2 years ago, it was called the New World Order, and you went to it, and there's the former CIA director going, we're going to have one world government, we're going to put people in concentration camps. I mean, we have the video of this.
Well, it was a series, War on Terror, New World Order, that was the name of Anne-Marie Slaughter's speech, and then we had General Montgomery Meigas come in there January 1st, start running the School of Public Affairs, at least a high-level professor. And this last January 1st, we had James B. Steinberg become the dean of that school. And he is the
Bilderberg.
He is the scribe or the recording secretary now of Bilderberg, and he's trilateral, too. So, I mean, it is just a cauldron of evil.
So instead of getting their spooks just out of Yale and Princeton and Harvard, now Texas A&M, great university, great school, great people. I'm not knocking it. I got a lot of family who went there. Total New World Order hive of brainwashing and evil. Total Naziville. UT totally taken over by these criminals.
Well, my school down there, formerly Southwest Texas State, now Texas State, has a 300-acre
anti-terror training camp.
With,
yeah,
with Bechtel and Wackenhut and Halliburton and DPS and everyone. You know, it's new.
What is it like for you? I mean, what is it like for you, who was in the military, to now, and I believe you said you served in Iraq, right? Or did I forget, or did I not hear you say that? Mike?
Yeah.
When you first called in, did you serve in Iraq?
Yes, I've been there a year and a half. I was there a year and a half.
What is it like to hear people say we can't leave until we've had victory, but then to know that the battle plan is to have a quagmire that makes the most profit? You weren't sent there to win.
Yeah, the goal was never to win. There is no winning now, I believe. I just think we need to pull out. But now I know the Democrats and Republicans are working together because they just said they want to send more troops. They're in agreement with each other.
And I don't know how long you've been listening, but did I not say that would happen?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the reason I keep saying we told you, is because we have their blueprint. It isn't hard.
It's
like if I have the script of a play and I say the next line is going to say, you too, Brutus, and then they go, you too, Brutus, it's not like I'm doing a magic trick here, folks. It's not like I've been pulling stuff out of a hat. They're telling you they're going to kill the country. They're killing it right now. You got these idiots running around saying it's patriotic to go along with it.
I think the only solution is the Second American Revolution, but that's my opinion. I believe the only solution to all the problems that America's got is a revolution.
Well,
that's what
I know
they
this.
Did in the past.
I know this. They come to take your guns. Then they've made the choice and they forced you to fight back. Kevin, you wanted to say something?
Is it Mike? Is that correct?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, what did you do in Iraq? What was your job description?
I was a motor transport operator, truck driver.
So you're driving, and you know, something we miss in the media here, they do not show it to us, but I want to hear from you. You guys are driving down the road in trucks. You know, we know back from the old days of ambushes in Vietnam.
We're almost out of time.
You throw out candy. The kids gather around. The day the kids don't come around, you know you're in for an ambush. What was it like looking down at those little children running around, the ones that, you know, tattered clothes, starving? How was that? How'd that affect you, looking into the faces of those little children?
Well, it was horrible. You know, you felt like you were doing a good thing at, you know, getting rid of Saddam, but when you find out there's all these other agendas besides, you know, just getting rid of Saddam, it's a horrible thing.
Who the globalists put in there to begin with? I mean, do the troops know that he was our boy?
What's that?
Do the troops know that Saddam was our minion?
No, I don't believe that they know. You know, a lot of people don't know a lot of this stuff, and they'll just call you a kook or whatever. And
the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're glad you're back home in America to defend the country, and I think you're right. It probably is going to come to resistance, violent resistance. We'll be back with more calls.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
There are many here among us that think that life is but a joke. They're going to find out it's serious. Crank it up.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Come and dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Two riders were approaching, and the when, beginning to how.
No reason to get excited. The baby kind is cold. There are many here I'm longer who feel that life is but a joke.
But you and I.
But you and I, we've been through that.
This is not our fate.
And this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late.
It is getting late. Let us stop talking falsely now. Let's bring it right out in the open. Let's admit this country is on its knees to the New World Order. They're getting ready to decapitate this nation. And you're out there thinking you've got to have victory in Iraq. It was never meant to give anybody a victory. Here's the best part right here with a guitar. I'm sorry, I just got to play it. Jimi Hendrix, what a treasure. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Kansas, Bill, Andrew, others. Go ahead, Kevin. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. How's it going today?
I'm having a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, the one thing that people still can do is they can prepare and they can work on prevention. Along with the financial situation, the other crisis at hand is the health crisis and the likely quarantines that are just around the bend.
Well, I'm going to cover that. They're actually hyping bird flu again. It'll be hyped forever until they actually launch it. And I've got concentration camp news, and Kevin's got 9/11 news in the next segment.
Yeah, I sent an email into your department to see if I can get some advertising there on a natural product to boost people's immune system. It's absolutely critical that people get their immune systems built up. You've got to do the prevention or it's going to be too late, and people have got to use something besides these antibiotics that aren't working. People need to be aware that the vaccines are unsafe and they don't work.
No.
And if they don't do the prevention, they're going to be in serious
well,
trouble.
Well, that's why they told 14 million emergency workers, firemen, police, doctors, nurses, school teachers to take it, and they just, 4,000 took it? Remember 3 years ago the whole program fell apart? It was in the LA Times. And that's because deep down people know not to trust the government, especially people who work for the government. I mean, and then they had to admit that the smallpox vaccine wouldn't even cover weaponized smallpox and would actually cause smallpox in the population.
Well, a lot of these things have mutated and they've changed. And we know, I mean, just speak to anybody in the field, pharmacists, nurses, anybody. They know that today's antibiotics are not working. They're ineffective. They also know that, God forbid, you have to go to the hospital and you pick up one of those staph infections, you're lucky to walk away.
Well, that's the thing. There's flesh-eating bacteria everywhere, but not just flesh-eating. It's really bad strep. And I mean, I've got a bunch of friends in the last 2 years that have died. We're talking 45, 55, 65, 76, you know, stuff like that. And they go in healthy as a horse. They have knee surgery, and they die of infections. They go have gut surgery, routine. I mean, hell, I've got a hernia that I'm afraid to go have surgery done on that I got trying to get back in shape lifting weights years ago because I'm afraid to go have surgery in these hospitals. I want to find, like, some private plastic surgeon in his own. I've just been too busy to go get it done. And
try to avoid a place that has high traffic.
Especially old big city hospitals. Like Breckenridge, I wouldn't get within 1,000 feet of that. But on a Sunday when I cut my finger off one time, I had to go there. And then I had to, it's incredible. Listen, I appreciate your call. They had this red carpet for the illegal aliens. I had to start yelling after an hour. That's not true. About 45 minutes going, look, you will give me service. You will give me service now. All right, because I wanted to keep my finger. But it's kind of neat to have a finger that's numb on one side. I could do parlor tricks with that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Let's just lay down to the New World Order. Let's just be peaceful.
All right, I got to ram through these calls quick because I got a ton of news. Three clips I want to place. Concentration camp news. Quickly. Let's go to Bill. Bill in Chicago. Go ahead.
Alex, I have an update on Beach Grove for you. I talked to a city worker on Wednesday about Beach Grove. They have free tours to go through there.
Okay, you're on a cell phone, aren't you?
I'm on a cordless.
Yeah, you're too far away from the jack, my friend.
I'm right here. I'm right by it. But
okay,
I left my number. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I called Beach Grove on Wednesday. I talked to a city worker. They said as of November 12th, they're allowing tours to go through it. When I asked the gentleman about the wind socket, he couldn't answer it. When I asked him why the Marine locomotive was there, he couldn't answer it. When I asked him about the
tell people what Beech Grove is.
Beech Grove is a Amtrak station that is being converted into a FEMA camp. It roughly covers all of District 2. I talked to Tim Schwaller down there, and in fact, Dallas...
Yeah, there's the famous photos out of there.
He did tell me that he has photos from 1920 where the fence is the same direction, where it's pointed inward, and that it takes a lot of red tape to get them to reverse the fence. Now, I've installed fence for 3 years, and I know that if I mess up a job, I have to go out for free and fix it.
No,
they deny that.
Listen, I understand. I appreciate your call. Let me just do camps now. Where is it here in my stack? Oh, now I can't find it. There's a bunch of articles got plopped down here. I'm literally wallowing in information. I'll find it in a minute. Folks, the Houston Chronicle admits camps for American dissidents. You saw them put people in camps in New Orleans. You saw them come and take guns. National talk show hosts Mike Gallagher, Laura Ingraham, Bill O'Reilly, they've all been calling for putting people in camps. We have transcripts, audio clips, and news articles on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com with them saying it right now. And so everybody goes out, I'm not knocking you for doing this, and they spend all their time on these facilities that could be dual use. They got Pier 57 that holds thousands in New York right now as an admitted mass holding facility. They got one at the old Robert Mueller Airport here in Austin. I got a newscast, I'm admitting it, with bolts and chains in the floor. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. They've got an article here admitting that they're holding a bunch of illegal aliens at an emergency facility, which they admit could be dual use for American citizens in Taylor. In fact, I found it. Privatized immigrant detention facilities for families revealed to be modern-day concentration camps. One of the more disturbing stories that surfaced after the Swift meat plant raids was how too many children were left without a parent and or farmed out to friends and families. That was a problem with no immediate word. This is what happens when you get communities here. You know, you got to deal with it, but at the same time, it's painful. With no immediate word on how they will be reconnected with their families. And it goes. This is from Latina Lista, that's a big Hispanic website and newspaper magazine. But if news filtering out of one of the newly designated immigrant detention centers from families is any indication, no undocumented parent is going to open their mouth and claim their children if the whole family is going to be subjected to what is becoming known as the first known concentration camp on American soil in the 21st century. The T. Don Hutto Residential Center, we're going to go out there after Christmas, folks, in Taylor, Texas, on the outskirts of Austin, Texas, is a private detention facility operated by Corrections Corporation of America. See, folks, this was in the Houston Chronicle, just not the locations. They're all over Texas. We have more. Texas is number three in the world for prisons. The U.S. is number one, then China. Texas taken out of that is number three. It says it and a smaller center in Pennsylvania are the only two facilities in the country that are authorized to hold non-Mexican immigrant families and children on non-criminal charges. What does it mean? And it goes on to say that 400 are held there now, at least 200 are children, and it says all of the families that can be held there for whatever length of time without due process and being conducted in a timely manner. And I'm going to go out there. And it goes, the age of the children is from infants on up. Folks, in Police State 2000, we show Marines, we show Colonel Love admit that this is for American citizens during terrorist attacks. We ought to get that audio and play it. For those that will never get the video, never watch it on Google, never buy it from us, it's now in the DVD box set, all three Police State films, for $34.95. You ought to buy it. It's a total education. And it shows them, women go here, children go there, men go here, okay? They're practicing with role players, and they're interrogating Americans. Where'd you get the gun? Where'd you get the helmet? Where are you from? San Francisco. Why are you fighting us? Okay, they let me videotape it. We got Marines bragging about how they've got sound cannons to knock us down, and how it shows them doing mock executions of American prisoners. Marines put you down on your knees and they blow your head off. Okay? It isn't a conspiracy theory. It isn't over the next hill. I have these people calling for me, Alex Jones, to be put in camps on national radio. Okay? Kevin, let's get to your 9/11 news, and then I'll get to the calls, because I don't want to not get to this news. We've got to go do a story on this.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I don't think this can wait. I'll probably just do it this weekend. Maybe I won't even do Christmas Monday. Maybe we'll just be here live. Wonder if I can make somebody at the network come in to do that. No. Let's have a holly jolly Christmas. Forget the camp. We shouldn't go out there, right, Kevin? Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It may take a couple days to coordinate our aerial armada, but I think we need to do a aerial recon mission over the camp.
Well, you're too. A pilot, but your old plane is in mothballs up in Dallas, right?
Oh, it's a little expensive to fly right now, let me tell you. So, yeah, it's in the hangar, but we can arrange something.
Yeah, we've got we're already doing a reconnaissance mission next week over the Trans-Texas Corridor for footage we're shooting for a new film.
It's not far.
With Barbara McLeod. And she's not helping Mel Gibson. She's our Air Force. Dun, 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 dun. I really should read this whole article here about the camps. According to lawyers who visited their clients in the facility, the children receive 1 hour of education, English instruction a day, and 1.5 of indoor recreation. Jeans and T-shirts have been replaced with jail uniforms. Children are issued uniforms. But the point is, the government under Rex 84 in the 80s, I have the Senate hearings, Jack Brooks and Chairman Inouye, and they're talking to Oliver North, and they go, well, the Miami papers were reporting a plan to put American citizens in these camps, and the cover story, what North planned then, was they'd claim it was for illegals at first, get them open and everybody used to them, but it's really for citizens. Kevin, is that not Rex 84?
Well, you know what, Alex, I was just watching that clip last night on a video, and, I mean, you're reading kids in orange jumpsuits now? They're part of it? They're going to be...
Well, I mean, they're arresting four-year-olds that hug their teacher, AP.
You know, when
that's sexual assault, man.
When I just asked that previous caller.
You pull over in Wyoming on a highway to urinate, you go to prison as a sex offender.
I just asked that military guy earlier about the children, and I'll ask you. When I was a little kid, it was airplanes. Airplane, airplane. I was always looking in the sky. It was my
biggest thing. Kids go, bang, bang, you're dead, they arrest them. That's all we did was run around going... You're dead. Get in. Kill. Kill. I'm the Indian. You're the cowboy. Blah. You know, hugging people, pinching them. I mean, you know, oh, prison time. Sorry.
Well,
life's over.
What is it with your children? Is it trains or is it big construction dozers? What's the thing that your son is
trains,
doing?
Dozers. Oh, we have to keep them basically away from it, except for select friends, because, you know, I mean, all children are rambunctious, especially kids that have a lot of energy. And now the secret police are everywhere. Like if my wife forgets something in the house, she has to get both the kids out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if it's winter and cold, she knows not to leave them in the car for 30 seconds, because in America, neighbors have all been told to call CPS. So we live in a prison, and we're constantly scanning. We're aware of the prison grid. The brainwashed zombies are everywhere, yes.
Well, I was watching this clip from Fallujah last night, and what crushed me, I saw a little boy, you know, maybe 3 years old, just getting good on his feet, or maybe he's a malnourished six-year-old. But he's straddling his little bicycle, and he's looking into the sky, looking for airplanes. And it wasn't the same look I had on my face when I was a kid looking for airplanes. This kid, at 3 years of age, knew that I've got to watch the skies because they're coming. They're going to.
Well, he's Al-Qaeda, though. The glass parking lot, just kill all of them. That's the Christian thing to do. Oh, but you didn't know the same government that's killing them is going to take everything you've got because you're slaves, too. Okay, let's get to the 9/11 news. We've got to hurry really fast now.
Well, a few months ago, you had the head of the John Birch Society on McManus, and to our knowledge, it was the first time that he ever acknowledged anything about
Building 7
being fishy. So, coming out on December 25th, we've got an article in the New American from William F. Jasper, and it's detailing 9/11 Press for Truth and the Jersey Girls.
This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
And it says, Henry Kissinger nearly fell off the couch. He spilled his coffee on himself. He was visibly shaken. The next day, he announced that he was stepping down as chairman of the 9/11 Commission. The day before the resignation, Dr. Kissinger invited a small group of 9/11 family member peons, I put that in there, to meet with him. And he was trying to make these women assured that he would get to the bottom of it, and they said, well, wait a second, we got a problem. It was Lori Van Auken said, I want to see your client list. You know, are you representing the Saudis? Do you represent anyone in the Bin Laden family?
They're calling an independent, but Baker had just blocked the Saudi suit against the Saudis, and what happened to Kissinger?
Well, Kristen Brittweiser, another 9/11 witness was there, and she gives this account. She said, Kissinger told us to trust him.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me. Give up your security.
Everything's fine. I'm very independent.
We told him we couldn't. He seemed, huh? Kissinger seemed stunned. He didn't understand the fuss about his client list. They were all reputable people, he said. Kissinger seemed stricken and became unsteady. In reaching for a cup of coffee, he bobbled, knocked the pot, spilled his own coffee in his lap, and almost fell off the couch. And the next day he resigned. So I guess the peasantry, the serfs, the suboids got a little
closer.
They see
me, they know who I am.
Yeah, they're wearing, they live sunglasses.
Now give us the other 9/11 news.
Well, if you guys have been following, Kurt Weldon had been just pushed out of Congress, and it was because he had been funneling lobbying money to his daughter's lobbying firm. Oh, my goodness, a congressman funneling money like that. That's what they all do, folks. But they went after him, and it seems that...
The problem is he didn't steal $4 trillion from the Pentagon.
Yeah, he's bad. He talks about Abel Danger. But this ties in, we believe...
Sandy Berger.
To Mr. Berger. March 31st of 2005, he pled guilty to a misdemeanor crime of treason, I suppose.
He's in a high-security dome there at the Capitol looking at highest-level security stuff. He's stealing documents in his pants and in his shoes and in his socks, and it turns out Weldon's saying, lo and behold, that it's Abel Danger documents, the government protecting Al-Qaeda documents.
Yeah, he said he was reviewing the materials to help determine which Clinton administration documents to provide the independent commission investigating 9/11. It was an honest mistake. He denied any criminal wrongdoing. And, you know, it goes on. We even got Mr. John Gibson from Fox News saying, I made a mistake having him on my show. Berger didn't just stuff the odd paper in his socks. He ran a dead drop operation to get certain documents out of the National Security Archives.
Well, of course, because Bill Clinton protected Al-Qaeda, and so did George Bush, because they are Al-Qaeda. Kevin, thank you for those reports. You have something else there?
Well, you know, just the last part about Kurt Welding saying, hey, the CIA is out of control, the FBI, they're coming after me because I am exposing the Abel Danger intelligence program.
Oh, yeah, you can steal hundreds of billions. Just don't go after any real corruption or they'll come after you. Thanks for coming in, Kevin.
Hey, everyone have a Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a great New Year. Stay safe.
Right.
Keep up the fight.
All right, good. I said I'd play all these clips, and now it's the impossible. Play clips and take calls. Let's go to Peter Jennings talking about Skull and Bones and making excuses for it in 2001. I thought it would just be important to play this on the record. This is your Christian conservatives, and I've had Christian conservatives walk up to me and say, this is no big deal, this is of the Lord, worshiping Satan, they're just having fun. Here it is.
And this evening, getting under the skin of the Ivy League, those eight old, definitely distinguished colleges that are known for their ivy-covered buildings and their sometimes superior attitudes to other colleges and universities, which often gets under the skin of people who went elsewhere. Yale University is 300 years old this year, and were you to visit its campus, you would see that it still has exotic clubhouses, which look like tombs where Yale's legendary secret societies meet. Their prestige and importance have largely evaporated, but the rituals are still a secret. And so when we heard that some enterprising characters had managed to spy on the famous Skull and Bone Society, we couldn't resist. Here's ABC's Dan Harris.
The videotape provides a grainy glimpse into what appear to be the initiation rituals of a secret society that's been around since 1832, whose members have gone on to be leaders of Wall Street and the White House, the Senate and the Supreme Court.
They're sort of trying to scare the initiates, make them... disorient them, frighten them.
New York Observer investigative reporter Ron Rosenbaum accompanied a team of Yale students who shot these pictures 9 days ago. Rosenbaum's curiosity about Skull and Bones was permanently piqued when, as a classmate of George W. Bush, he lived right next to the tomb, the group's heavily fortified home. From their perch, Rosenbaum and his cohorts taped the tomb's courtyard. What they captured, they say, was initiates, known as neophytes, being forced to kiss a skull, then members performing a mock killing. It may look like your average fraternity nonsense, but Rosenbaum says it's not.
Even though it may seem silly to us, it seems to mean something to them, and you can't argue with the success of Skull and Bones.
True. Famous alums include senators, John Kerry and John Chafee, to name two, cabinet secretaries, such as Averell Harriman, and three presidents, William Taft, George Bush, and George W. Bush, who's been reluctant to talk about Skull and Bones.
Do they still exist? The thing is so secret, I'm not even sure it still exists.
In recent years, by many accounts, the on-campus influence and allure of Skull and Bones has waned dramatically. And there is no proof that the rituals recently caught on videotape are the same ones performed by the current president. Still, Rosenbaum says the tape is a valuable artifact, an extremely rare view into the secret society that groomed the American ruling class for generations. Dan Harris, ABC News, New York.
And founded our CIA, which is the new movie coming out today, which I'm going to try to wrangle going to if I have time. And that is The Good Shepherd, helping everyone. They're so good, funding Hitler and then protecting the Nazis and staging terror attacks like Oklahoma City and 9/11. They're good Christian men. We need to trust them. And when they're not with gay porn stars at Bohemian Grove, they're at church praying. So they must be good. Let's just trust them. All right, we'll be right back with Bohemian Grove Club.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Time. Everybody can call me back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Going out all over the country, quite a few affiliates signing on, a bunch of new ones in the new year as well. Been doing the show about 3 months syndicated. See you this Sunday. Here is CBS in the early 80s talking about Bohemian Grove and whitewashing it. But here it is for those national talk show hosts, national Christian shows, especially saying, I'm of the devil, I'm lying, Bush doesn't go to this, it doesn't exist, it's of the Lord if it does. Literally, here it is.
Now a question. What have Herbert Hoover, Art Linkletter, Jack London, and Richard Nixon all had in common? Well, they've all been members of the exclusive all-male Bohemian Club in California, where every year at this time, the elite from around the country get together for 2.5 weeks of fun and games. Steve Shepard has this special assignment report.
More than 2,000 members of San Francisco's exclusive and all-male Bohemian Club have once again descended on Northern California. These men will spend most of the month of July encamped on some 2,700 acres of pristine and privately owned redwood forest. Forest very much like this. The place is called Bohemian Grove, and it's located just 80 miles north of San Francisco. The Grove is the Bohemian Club's summer retreat, and its facilities are hidden beneath lush forest canopy extending south from the banks of Sonoma County's Russian River. For more than a century, the camp has been a place where club members and guests from all across America gather to relax. The retreat is divided into dozens of small camps, the most prominent of which is called Mandalay. Among its members are businessmen like Leonard Firestone and Edgar Kaiser, and political figures like Gerald Ford, Henry Kissinger, William French Smith, and George Shultz. President Reagan, Vice President Bush, and Defense Secretary Weinberger are members of other camps. Richard Nixon is a Bohemian, and so are high-ranking executives of such companies as Eastern Airlines, Standard Oil of Indiana, and Bank of America. For the most part, the men of Bohemian Grove are over 50, highly successful, and, according to many employees, politically conservative.
Well, each year, many of them seem to have a stunt, or try to come up with a stunt. Last year, 1980, the popular button was Free the Fortune 500.
Membership in the Grove is by invitation only and is determined by such factors as social standing, occupation, and personal connections. Privacy is one of the Grove's most cherished virtues. Members may not photograph, record, speak, or write about activities at the retreat. While many public officials are Grove members, the press is a distinctly unwelcome guest.
We're from ABC News.
Well, get back there. Get back there.
Can we talk to somebody in there?
Get back there.
Anyone willing to navigate a boat up the Russian River can get a glimpse of the northern edge of the compound, but that's about all. Still, there are outsiders who have researched the Grove. Sociology professor William Dumhoff found out enough to write a book on the place.
Well, I think it's a playground for the powerful. It's a place where wealthy men from all of the United States gather for 2 weeks to...
There's 2 minutes left of it. I just don't have time to play it all. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And somebody is in the CBS and ABC News archives because it has archive marks on all of it. This stuff, the clip you just saw, I've never heard of it, never seen it, very rare. We've got some new stuff, won't be too rare now that we're airing it. Please support us. I've been so busy I didn't even plug videos last hour. I'm not really going to plug them now. That's how you support us, plus they're really good videos. You want to support us. My first 7 films that weren't on DVD are now available on DVD. We have box sets and a bunch of big discounts right now. Also, get Terror Storm, get America Freedom to Fascism, get other videos we carry by other great researchers like 9/11, Mysteries, Demolitions, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Hope you have a great Christmas, a great New Year. Hope you're safe, and I hope you think about defending the Republic. And I hope you get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.